Luke chapter 2, verse 24 or 5, wherever we were. Now verse 25 and 26. Now there was a man named Simeon who lived in Jerusalem. He was a righteous man and very devout. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he eagerly expected the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. And who only can reveal these things to you? The Holy Spirit. Do we still have that same Holy Spirit today? Amen. Yes, we do. And if we're tuned into Him, will He still reveal things to us today? Yes, He will. You know, I think about that, how the Holy Spirit reveals things to you. I think about last summer when I was driving down the road in my pickup, going to Justin, and the sun was right over it was going down and right over the edge of the trees, right in my face, and I could hardly see anything. So I'm driving, the speed limit 45, so I've already slowed down to about 40, and maybe 35, and all of a sudden, I heard the Spirit tell me so clear, "Son, watch for the bicycle." I now know there's a bicycle in front of me. And usually the bicycles are riding on the right-hand side on the shoulder. And so I couldn't see anything in front of me, so I slowed down to 20 and pulled up until my left wheel was in the center of the line. That way I knew that if there's somebody on the other side, they still had room to go by me. And I went along there for 100 yards or whatever it was, and all of a sudden, whew, I go right by him. Just barely miss him. But I missed him. But if I'd have been in the middle of the lane where I was supposed to, I'd have hit him. Does it pay good dividends to be tuned into the Spirit? Yes, we still have that same Spirit. And if you're walking in obedience to God, He'll talk to you, just like He did Simeon there. Verse 27 and 28. That day the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God. He knew what he had in his hands. 29 and 30. He said, "Lord, now I can die in peace. As you promised me, I have seen the Savior." This is an 8-day-old baby. He's holding him and saying, "I have seen your Savior." How old really is this person in this little tiny baby? He has forever been. He was there in the creation. That's something we don't understand. But Jesus has forever been. There's never been a time when He didn't exist. Verse 31 and 32. "You have given to all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and He is the glory of your people Israel." Verse 33 and 34. Joseph and Mary were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. And Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, "This child will be rejected by many in Israel." Is he still being rejected? What percentage of the people on earth reject this Messiah? You have any idea? Almost 98%. There's only 2.5% of the people in the world that are born again Christians. 97.5% of the people do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And Simeon blessed them, and he said unto Mary, "This child will be rejected by many in Israel, and it will be their undoing, but he will be the greatest joy to many others." Now, who's he talking about there? Woo! Am I one of those? Yes, we're one. Are you one of those? Yes, I hope you are. "But he will be the greatest joy to many others." I look at Dave back there, and when Dave got his healing, hey, when I ask a question like this, Dave may be sitting on the back row, but he wants Jesus to see his hand, don't you, Dave? He's throwing his hands up back there because Dave knows that after being sick for 40-something years of his life, and then he came to this ministry, and God healed him from an incurable disease, it ain't difficult to praise God, is it, Dave? No, it's not difficult to praise God at all. But it happened because of this. He'll be a joy, the greatest joy to many others. 35 and 36. "Thus the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul." Oh my goodness. I mean, how would you like to have been the mother of this child and saw what he went through? Now, you mothers, I can understand exactly what he's talking about there. Then it says Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher and was very old. She was a widow, for her husband had died when she had been married only 7 years. And so, wow, she wasn't married very long, 37 and 38. She was now 84 years old. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. Can you only imagine how powerful this woman was? All these years stayed in the temple, fasting and praying and talking to God. Boy, you talk about dedication to God, Tom. That's dedication, right? Wow, that's for sure. But she came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph. A pure accident, right? Oh, you ain't never going to believe that, Rosemary. Who do you think led her? Who do you think led her right there? Absolutely, the Holy Spirit. And she began praising God. She talked about Jesus to everyone who had been waiting for the promised king to come and deliver Jerusalem. 39 and 40. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. There the child grew up healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom beyond his years, and God placed his special favor upon him. Now, will God still put that kind of favor and health and everything on our children if we teach them the kingdom of God? Yes! I mean, he will let our children grow up with wisdom beyond their time. You know, what do you have to do to make that happen? You got to be the father that's willing to teach your children about God's word, to be a living example of him. In other words, you got to submit yourself to God, and you got to do what God told you to do as a father. Now, many fathers, I've asked that question in the last several healing schools, and I have never yet had a single man that would be willing to say that I listened to God's word and taught my children the word of God and was a living example of Jesus to my children from the time they were born until they left home. I haven't found one man that's done that in a church. Not one. But yet God says all men are supposed to do that. So how many of those men are submitted to God? None of them. I know one in this building. I did it for my children, but I know one other man in this building that's doing it. He's sitting right back here on the back row. Dave Rosenfeld. Dave teaches his children the Word of God. He is trying his best to be a living example to his wife and his children every day. Is he perfect yet? Oh, he answered that himself. I didn't have to answer that. But at least you're working on it, right, Dave? You know what it says and you're working on it. I wasn't perfect either, but I worked on it. Verse 41 and 42. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual, 43 and 44. After the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first. Now you say, how in the world can this happen? See, today when we start to leave Jerusalem and go back somewhere, we're going to drive 100 miles, you go, what, in a car or a van? And when you load your children up, you count them, right? Or you call names or something. So how in the world did they go a whole day and not know Jesus was there? Did they have a car to drive back in those days? So how did they go? They're walking. So all their family's walking. So when you're all walking, everybody knows the festival's over and we're going back to Galilee. And so we know, and the time a child's 12 years old, I mean, you know when you're 12 years old, you're supposed to follow daddy, right? Yeah, you ain't supposed to stay somewhere else. I mean, if daddy's going somewhere, you're going to be pretty close to him, right? Especially if you're walking. So they expected Jesus to be there. Of course, they didn't look around to see if he's there. They just knew he's 12 years old. He's big enough to know we're going home. He's got to be in the crowd, or he's over there with one of our other family or something. He's somewhere around. But nighttime comes. Because they assumed he was with friends among the other relatives, but when he didn't show up that evening for dinner. Now, if he's a boy, all boys show up for dinner. That's Scrivenerology. That's not in the Word. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. Now they're looking everywhere, all their friends and relatives. Where, have you seen our son? No, not since we left Jerusalem. We saw him last time he was in Jerusalem. And they have walked all day long. Now, how far could they be in a day? How many miles? Oh, yeah, there you go. Maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 miles at the most. All day long. I mean, you don't travel fast when you're walking, do you, Tom? Let's go to the next verse. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him. 3 days later. So if they were a day out, how long did it take them to go back? About a day, or pretty close to it. 3 days later, they finally discovered him. He was in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, discussing deep questions with them. When's the last time you found your son in the temple discussing deep things with the doctors of theology? When he's 12. Our kids don't even know who Jesus is at 12. How could they possibly be talking about deep things? You know how they could? If from the time that child was born, if daddy had been in that word, reading it to those children every day and praying over them every day, that child, I'll tell you what, something happened to Tim one day. I've done this to my children. And one day I'm listening to a doctor of theology on one of the Christian radio stations when I'm coming home, and he asked a question. He said, why did David pick up 5 smooth stones? I thought, hey, it got my attention. I don't know. He said, because Goliath had 4 brothers. So David picked up 5 smooth stones, so when he killed Goliath, if his brothers came after him, it was 4 more giants, he'd have 1 stone for each one so he could kill them all. I thought, hey, that's great. Man, I get home at evening, Tim's about this big. I said, son, I got a question for you. What's that, Dad? I said, if David was such a great shot with that slingshot, why did he pick up 5 smooth stones to kill 1 giant? He said, well, Dad, we've read that several times. Don't you remember? I said, what do you mean? He said, Goliath had 4 brothers. I'm the teacher. I'm the daddy. I've taught it to him, read it to him. He got it. I didn't. Ain't that amazing? Now, how do your children learn these things? Daddy's got to teach it to them. And you know when a kid is, when you're growing up a boy, I mean, it's real easy for somebody to say, let's play football. And they're all out of the house to play football. But you say, come on in, kid. Let's sit down and study the Word for a couple of hours. Well, I got something else to do tonight. I don't believe I want to go over there. Is that the way we are? That's the way the adults are. The men are like that. They ain't got time to sit around and study the Word. I so enjoy being with Dave. Me and him can get in my office and start talking about the Word. And what happens to time, Dave? We just lose it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, You Are Children of the Most High God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.